Hello again, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
Hey, it's me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're really kind of doing something a little different with our trivia. This is not the normal style of theme that we would pick, but this one's a little more abstract. Today, we're going to be doing all trivia around color. So color, things to do with colors, anything from art to everyday life. If you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're a returning listener, we just wanted to give you a quick heads up on how this podcast works. We've got three rounds of trivia coming at you, five questions each, and each round that goes by, the questions get a little tougher. So this first round, the questions are the easiest. We call this round...
The Trivia Tots.
So here we go. Question one of colors trivia. Which fruit shares its name with a basic color?
Orange
is correct. Did you know that the named color came after the fruit? And not the other way around. So like they called the color orange because of the fruit. They didn't call the orange an orange because it was the color orange.
That doesn't make sense.
Am I making sense? What do you mean? What doesn't make sense?
Shouldn't the color be named first?
You would think. But I think they had the fruit orange first. And they named the color, I think, basically off of the fruit. I guess it kind of makes sense. It's like a chicken or the egg thing. Like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
But the chicken. It's actually scientifically proven.
It's an age-old debate here. We're moving on.
It's scientifically proven that it was the chicken.
Moving right along. Question two. What color are bananas when they are ripe?
Yellow
is correct. Yeah, well, I tried to throw you
brown. I'm like,
that's
a moldy banana.
A little overripe. Yeah, I wanted to test your idea of what ripe meant, because sometimes what happens when they're not ripe? Like, when is it too soon?
Green.
Yeah, they're usually green. And did you also know that if you hold a UV light above bananas, they actually kind of faintly glow blue?
What?
Yeah, it's kind of a neat little fun fact.
Did you know that the closest fruit that humans are related to is bananas? Are genetically related to is bananas.
Interesting. All right. I don't know if I identify too much with a banana, but that's okay.
But also, the mom identifies a ripe banana is just all brown. She's like, that's a perfectly good banana.
But you know when that happens, banana muffins come soon.
Banana muffins.
We love banana bread. And that's what we always make with our overripe bananas. Question number three. In a stoplight, what does the color yellow mean?
Oh, whoa. Slow down.
Okay. He says, slow down. I think we'll take it.
Yield.
We're going to take it. Yes. The answer would be yield. Yes. You have to yield. So yielding basically means you have to go into the intersection with caution, that there could be things happening because it's right at the end of the signal. So, yeah. Early traffic signals were like kind of based on old railroad signals. And it's funny because the old railroad signals always used red, yellow, and green already. So they kind of just mimicked what they had on the railroad. Question four. What color is the Grinch who stole Christmas?
Green.
Green is correct. Now, fun fact. Did you know that the original Dr. Seuss book didn't actually specify his color? that the color came from the animated special?
That makes sense, because some Dr. Seuss books are not in color.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, the Dr. Seuss book itself, like, many people will read the book afterwards, and it has the Grinch from the animated special in it. Like, that's what the artwork is. They updated it, but the original Dr. Seuss book didn't actually say he was green at all. It's kind of weird. Can you imagine if, like, the Grinch were blue? I feel like it doesn't work. I feel like it doesn't have the same effect. He kind of has to be green.
Sorry, I'm questioning my life right now.
That if the Grinch were a different color?
Yeah, imagine like a tomato red Grinch. Yeah,
tomato red Grinch. That'd be pretty wild. Question 5. What two colors mixed make purple?
Red and blue meet up. Fusion. Ha! You get purple.
Okay. The answer is red and blue. That is correct. Yes. So back in the old ancient times, to make purple, they had to use sea snails to make the color purple. And it was really expensive to do it. So sea snails. I don't know why I went sea snails. But yes.
I think you're more tired than I am. Because I've made, what, 5 puns in the last 5 questions?
You have.
Or just 5 weird answers.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is doing fantastic. He's 5 for 5. But now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty. This next round of questions we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. So here we go. Question number 6. Oh, there's no way you know this one. What color lightsaber does Yoda wield in Star Wars?
G-R-E-E-N. What does that spell? Green.
Green is correct. So, do you know what makes a lightsaber green?
A kyber crystal.
A kyber crystal, yeah. So, there's different colors of kyber crystals, but I think...
Black's the rarest.
Yep. It's very rare to have a black kyber crystal.
And purple.
Yep.
And orange. There's a lot of rare ones. I'll just say that.
Sure. Question number 7. Which flag features red, white, and blue stripes, but is not the United States?
The UK.
The UK? No, that is incorrect.
That is true.
It's not really stripes. There's designs on the UK one, but nope. The answer we are looking for is France. France has red, white, and blue stripes.
Could you also have taken the Netherlands?
Could I have taken the Netherlands? You know what? I think. Yes, I could have.
It's literally the same flag, but just...
But horizontal instead
horizontal
of vertical. Horizontal instead. Yep. I would have taken the Netherlands as well. You are correct. So a lot of countries use red, white, and blue, and it helps to symbolize like liberty and revolution and that kind of thing. So it makes sense. Question number 8. What was the color of the man's hat in the Curious George books and TV show?
I wonder what his name is. Oh, yeah. His name is the man with the yellow hat. Let's go green.
Green.
Yellow.
Yellow is correct. Do you know his actual name?
No.
They didn't. They went the whole series of books without naming him. He's the man in the yellow hat. But they did reveal later on in the TV show that his name is Theodore Shackelford. Ted Shackelford. So the man in the yellow hat,
I don't know.
His name is Ted.
I like Kevin better.
I don't know. I like him as the nameless, faceless man in the yellow hat.
Yeah, that's...
I like that.
Just iconic.
All right, question number 9. In the video game Among Us, what color is jokingly accused most often of being sus?
Red.
Red is correct. So apparently there's a meme that red is sus. Have you seen this meme before?
Heard about it.
You've heard about it, yeah. So I guess the meme got so big really fast, and the people that developed the video game actually kind of like leaned into the joke and started like using that meme and stuff in their own
stuff. And then the red user is now the cover.
Yep. Yep. Question 10. In literature, what color is the road that Dorothy follows in The Wizard of Oz?
Follow the yellow brick road. Yellow.
The yellow brick road is collect. It's correct.
You are so tired right now.
I'm not that tired. I just don't, my words just don't spit out today. Yes. So it's actually kind of a political thing. Because if you read the Wizard of Oz, there is a lot of metaphor used in the Wizard of Oz to represent other things. And so the yellow brick road was a nod to the gold standard. And so the gold standard of like money being based on gold.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a little nod to that.
I thought it was the yellow party.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
What was that again? What are they called?
The yellow party?
Like, what was John Adams? I know he was a, like, not a Democrat, not a Republican.
Was he a Democratic Republican?
No. It's like, I don't know. What?
John Adams Party affiliation. The Federalist Party.
Federalist.
I think that's a little too far back. That's like like the end of the 1700s. And then we're talking like Wizard of Oz. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not going to double check that because we don't have time. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. Oh, boy. The lad is 10 for 10.
No.
Right? Oh, no. Wait. Which one did you get wrong? The flag one? Like,
yeah.
France one. Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. You're 9 for 10. You're close enough. But now, folks, I got to warn you. The questions are going to get really difficult here. These questions are going to be so hard. They're going to make you sick to your stomach. So you need to take some medicine. You need to put on your hip waders. You need to pull up your socks, double knot your shoes, put on a swim cap and goggles, plug your nose with one of those nose plugs, put in earplugs, because things are about to get very difficult. We call this round
the brain busters.
The brain busters. So here we go. Question 11. In the U.S. Civil War, what side wore blue uniforms?
The Union.
The Union troops is correct. Yes, or you call them the North.
I say Union. It's more historically accurate.
You're right. You're right. And what did the Confederacy wear?
Gray.
Gray is correct. Yes. So they would, a lot of times when they discuss the Civil War, they call it the blue and the gray. That's kind of like another nickname for that war. Yep. Question 12. Which color is associated with being a coward in the phrase blank bellied?
Blue.
So if you were a coward, I would call you blue-bellied. That's unfortunately incorrect. The answer is yellow-bellied?
There's too much yellow questions.
There have been quite a few yellow questions. You're right. Now that I go back and look, I think we've had 5 yellow questions. But yes, you call someone who's considered a coward, you can call them a yellow belly. And that goes all the way back to like the 19th century as like a mocking insult. I think one of the biggest times I've ever heard yellow belly was in Back to the Future. They always say,
what, in 1836?
Well, in Back to the Future 3, he goes back that far.
Like, what, Wild West?
Yep. Yep. And he goes, what are you, yellow? And calling someone yellow was they were a coward.
That's where that one part of the get you no good something, something, something.
Yes.
Off my property before.
Yep. Yes. We don't need to go further into it. You get your yellow? Yes. That's the first thing he said, is he calls him a coward. Yep. Question 13. In the Harry Potter series, which house is represented by the colors green and silver?
I don't know.
You don't know. The colors green and silver represent the house of Slytherin. Slytherin. Do you know why green and silver were used? Do you know what green usually symbolizes?
Jealousy?
Yep, like envy. Yep, you're green with envy. So envy and ambition were chosen, like were kind of like some of the biggest things about Slytherin, and that's why the colors green and silver were chosen. Question 14. What are the colors of the 5 Olympic rings from the Olympic flag?
Green, yellow, red, blue, black.
That is correct. Good job. Yes. And technically, one of the colors is white for the background. Yep.
And you said rings.
But you are correct. You answered it correctly. Yes. So each ring color was chosen because when they made the Olympic flag back for the 1912 Olympics.
That's when the Titanic sunk.
You know that. Yes. That's come up about 36 times in our podcast.
Now Gravity Falls more like 940.
But back in the 1912 Olympics, when they made this flag, those colors are appeared like so the every flag had those colors in it. That was why they chose those colors for the Olympic rings. Fun fact. And finally, question number 15. In the video game franchise Halo, what color is Master Chief's iconic armor?
Green.
Green is correct. Very good. Yeah, it's called his Mjolnir armor. And we know what Mjolnir is, right? What is Mjolnir?
Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer, yeah. That's called Mjolnir armor. And its olive color helped set him apart from like all of the other like sci-fi heroes and people of the time in video games and stuff. So, yeah, that's why they colored it green. Because there's not a whole lot of green super, you know.
Green Lantern?
Well, video game people, at least.
Lego Green Lantern?
Lego Green Lantern. And that about does it for Colors Trivia. Emmett did fantastic. You only missed, I think, 2? Maybe 3? Yeah, you did a really good job on that one. Hopefully you enjoyed playing it just as much as he did. And I really enjoyed giving these questions, too. This was a fun, unique topic, and it was a neat way to go about things. So if you really enjoyed this, we would love it if you would leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening to us on. Those 5-star reviews and comments help us to find other families just like you who love family-friendly trivia. Also, if you have social media or you are a parent or an adult in your life has social media, feel free to look us up on Facebook and Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia and send us a direct message. let us know what your episode is your favorite. What do you like about the episodes? Maybe if you have a suggestion for an episode, we would love to hear from you. Send us a DM on Facebook or on Instagram. All right, bud. Last chance to give us some comments and thoughts about colors trivia.
Red. Elmo. Yellow. Big Bird. Blue. Cookie Monster. Oscar the Grinch. Oscar the Grouch. Green. Are there any purple guys?
In Sesame Street? Let me look.
The Count.
Yeah, he is. Yep. And there's also, what's her name?
The fairy?
Zuzu, her name is. Or what's her name?
It's the fairy girl,
Abby.
Right?
Abby Kadabby.
Abby Kadabby.
She's like pink, purple.
Yeah. But yeah, she's the fairy person.
Yep. Well, thanks for going over those colors with us. Good job.
I think of colors and I think of Sesame Street.
Sesame Street immediately. Absolutely. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in for yet another episode. We really appreciate you coming back each and every episode. We would not do it without the support of listeners like you. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week. And until we meet again, see you later.
Alligators. C is for cookie. Cookie's good for me.
Oh, cookie starts with C.